Okay. Well, that is pretty freaky.
That's enough to play the record forward.
Yeah, let's hear it backwards and see what they really said.
The music is reversible. The time. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back. Turn back.
That is really clever.
Joke's on you.
It sounds like they had a lot of fun. So, but what they did then is they would take this into court and they would play this as if it because this is obviously an intentional one.
Correct.
Intentional, non-phonetic. It's, you know, they put this in for their art and to prove a point. And then, turn that off, Scott. And then they would say that, look, they put this in even though this was done, you know, intentionally, and then they use this to prove that those phonetic reversals were perhaps really intentional. That is a stretch. I mean, a legal stretch. I hope they didn't win. I mean, I hope the band won on this. I hope the evangelists didn't win any legal cases on that, because...
All of the cases that have been brought up have actually been dismissed.
Good.
I believe there's still one pending against Ozzy Osbourne, but so far they've all been thrown out.
Good. Because the phonetic unintentional ones, it really does happen. Oh, for example, let's talk about a little experiment that Will and I did. Okay, we were online all night last night, practically, listening to some of these things. And one of them, a very, very famous one, is Queen. When Queen did, what does he say forwards? Backwards, it's like start to smoke marijuana or something. But what's it forward?
This is one you sent us, too, James.
Another One Bites the Dust. But we actually recorded that with voice.
Yeah.
What we did is we thought, okay, well, you know, let's do a little experiment. And so I gave Will a mic, and we had a mic, yeah, in case you couldn't tell from our intro. And I gave Will a mic, and he said Another One Bites the Dust 3 times. And then we reversed it, now it wasn't exactly as clear as the Queen clip. Why don't we play? James, did you send us the original Another One Bites the Dust?
I have to warn you, Queen's my favorite group, so be careful.
No. This is actually an experiment into the phonetic reversals. Is basically what this was.
Yeah.
And our experiment showed that the syllables when reversed, you know, Another One Bites the Dust when reversed, you really can say it in such a manner that you could hear start to smoke marijuana or something. It really, you know, it wasn't crystal clear, but it was there. I mean, the syllables were there. You can see how it was misinterpreted or how it was interpreted to be that. Let's play. Can we do the original one first, do you think?
Yeah, we'll do the original.
Found the song forwards for you.
Yeah, we'll do it forwards first, then we'll do it backwards. So forward first.
One bites the dust. Another one bites the dust.
And I'm sure everyone's familiar with that. And then let's do the let's do the reversal. So and it really does. It, you know, you've got Another One Bites the Dust.
Smoke marijuana.
And the back is the reversal is start to smoke marijuana. So then, James, you're not going to get to hear our experiment until you get the archive.
Okay.
But I want to play the experiment for folks that we did with Will.
Oh boy.
So go ahead and play it, Will.
This is the.
Is this forward?
This is forward normal.
Forward normal. Okay, here we go.
Actually, it should be both ways. It is both ways normal speed.
Yeah, it's all on one track.
Yeah.
Okay.
Normal speed.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Sad to see up no with an. Sad to see up no with an. Sad to see up no with an.
Yeah, you said it as if you had a French accent.
Yeah.
I just took a bit of
one time. You know what I got from it? It's hard to stab normal women.
Hard to stab.
Play it again.
No, it's
I'm
not.
Curious. That's what I got from it.
Let's play it again. Let's play it again.
All right, let's play it one more time.
Listen.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Sad to see Albino with an.
But nonetheless,
so now we're torn between murder and drugs. Jeez, you know?
But nonetheless, James, I think you'll see when you hear this that it really you can hear the.
Well, what we're gonna do is post these up on the site tonight too.
Right, but
I think these guys put them on the site also.
Oh, good, because you can hear the at least the syllables. You can hear the pattern,
yeah.
And you can see why in the original Queen why it sounds like that.
Yeah,
we right. Also then
you slowed it down.
We did a version where we slowed it down.
Well, you guys just didn't mess around last night, did you?
Is this forward slowed down or backwards?
This is forward slowed down.
Okay, let's play it slowed down to see if we get murder or drugs in there. Find out.
Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Another one bites the dust. Sad to see up now with an. Sad to see up now with an. Sad to see up now with an.
I'm gonna go with Christy on this one.
Yeah. You think it's murder?
I think you can't stab normal women.
But
what about the crazy ones though? We can waste the crazy ones left and right. That's
but
okay.
I think that what happens is though I think you've got the pattern there and I think
it's
normal.
Similar. It's similar because I can hear marijuana too.
Mm-hmm.
I can hear the same type of pattern that was going on in the song itself.
Well, what we did do is we tried it the other way.
So we're like, okay, so what happens?
The audio will never end.
What what happens then? Because you've got that pattern, you've established that, okay, there is some kind of phonetic reversal going on there.
Yeah.
So what happens then if you actually say, start to smoke marijuana, and then reverse it?
Oh, you guys are scientists.
Well, hey, what? Is
why
that
not?
Cool?
I think this is the most work I've ever seen put into a ghostly talk ever.
Hey, we worked for.
And I called
last
you guys.
Yeah.
I called you guys and asked what you guys are doing.
Yeah, well, we were reversals. We were
that
doing
is
reversals.
Cool.
So,
let's hear this.
Is we had Will say, start to smoke marijuana, and then we reversed that. So here it is.
All right,
forward and then reverse.
Start to smoke marijuana. Start to smoke marijuana. Start to smoke marijuana. And I'll wear bumps of crutch.
Another one bumps the crutch.
And I'll wear bumps of crutch.
Play again. I want everybody to hear that real clear, though.
Okay. Yeah, I know. We started laughing in the middle of the clip.
Start to smoke marijuana. Start to smoke marijuana. Start to smoke marijuana. And I'll wear bumps of crutch. And I'll wear bumps of crutch. And I'll wear bumps of crutch.
I hear something else in there, but I'm not going to say it.
No, it sounds to me more like another one bumps the grutz or something is what it sounds like.
Oh, and
like
that makes perfect sense, too. That's what I was thinking also.
What
the hell's a grutz?
I want to run out and bump every grunt I can find.
I'm going to go out and bump grunts all week, man.
But no, I think...
I heard what you heard.
Yeah, you heard it too? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll talk about it after the show.
I want to talk about now.
But what happened, James, have you done... Like, obviously, this was a cute little experiment, totally unscientific, but we were just wondering what would happen if you took normal speech patterns.
That was because another one bumps the grunts or nuts or
whatever
you want to say.
Sound
but
like,
another one bites the dust. That's what we're looking for.
It really sounds like that. So it really, I mean, the phonetic reversals, they do happen. They really do happen. I think is all we've proven unscientifically to ourselves. Have you ever done anything like that, James?
I have to say, but since it keeps cutting out because you put me on hold to listen to that, I think the subliminals work because you guys are starting to sound like you did start to smoke marijuana. Heck, you'd all be laughing and you'd be saying that it sounded like murder or drugs. And
you know what? I do have to say that I won't be riding with you on ghost hunts anymore.
No more riding with Will on ghost hunts.
Well, James, have you tried to take like a statement? Like, okay, we heard... Started to smoke marijuana, for example.
Well, ironically, and the one that I did it with was Another One Bites the Dust, because as I said, Queen is my favorite group, so I have a lot of bootleg copies and alternate versions and 12-inch dance remixes and all that sort of junk. So I did sort of line them all up, and the strange thing was the one word that I did keep picking out was marijuana. The other part I would sometimes hear... Decide to smoke. Sometimes it sounded like it's fun to smoke. The message was supposed to be start to smoke. But you get torn between okay, is this the message? Is the phrasing just off a little bit? Or, again, am I hearing a word and trying to make it into a sentence? So...
It is difficult to decide that or to figure out what you're really doing, because once it's in your head, your brain's going to process and organize that information and try and bring it into line with what you know and what you've thought and your own personality.
And you also have to look at it for, using this as an example, if you were in Queen and you were like, okay, let's put a message in there. The phrase, another one bites the dust, is actually a very popular phrase, so it's not like they were saying something that was just a bunch of words thrown together, four words, that when you play it backwards, the message was coming out, so it seems that...
Crystal clear, yeah.
Yeah. Which was why songs like Stairway to Heaven was considered like the big ultimate backmasking, because four words... You know, talking about bustles and hedgerows and stuff, it was like, what the hell is he talking about?
Well, do you want to give that one a shot?
Sure, we can give that one a shot.
All right. Now we have.
It was my poor attempt at a segue, but I.
I think you did very well.
You guys, I have to say, I'm having a blast.
So am I.
James, this is absolutely fascinating stuff. And I don't think it really is.
I mean, I'm an audio guy. Everybody knows that. And it's like, I've never even played with stuff like this, really like this. I mean, I've never taken audio and said, let's try to pick stuff out of it and see what's the message in it. What's
and people don't get to hear it because they don't have the equipment to do it. So.
Yeah, but people like me do.
Well, I'm talking about most of the listeners.
So, but yeah, no, this is really, really interesting. I haven't run across a show that's been this, like, phenomenally fun to listen and to do.
Well, we have four different versions here. Can you explain why we have four different versions here, James?
Yeah, we're going to do Stairway to Heaven.
Four versions because it's actually two examples,
okay,
forwards and backwards, and you've got four because I didn't want to give you all 14 because I didn't want you yelling that I was clogging your email up.
Oh, how courteous.
There are, well, it was also then I could say, well, you need to have me back for another show.
We're going to play Stairway to Heaven backwards 50 times next week.
Stairway to Heaven, though, is considered to be like the holy grail of backward messages. There are 13, strange number, alleged backward messages in there, and I only sent you, as I said, two examples. But the reason for that is, as I said, in the early to mid-70s, there were a lot of songs that were kind of mystical. It was like, what are they talking about? Stairway to Heaven, Hotel California is another one.
Oh, God, yes.
And so a lot of evangelists started gravitating towards those as having hidden meanings. The other reason that Stairway to Heaven got picked on so much was because of the line, you know, sometimes words have two meanings.
Oh.
But what the evangelists were saying is, there's your proof. He's telling you right now that words have two meanings. You can play it backwards.
Well, see, the thing is, though, poetically, the line, sometimes two words sometimes words have two meanings, poetically, is meaningful. I mean, just going forward, it's a very meaningful sentence. It means that, you know, people are sometimes two-faced. It means that, you know, oftentimes people might say one thing and mean another. It has a lot of, you know, meanings on different levels poetically. I mean, as art.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. There was a famous musician who actually said, sometimes you just need to rhyme the line.
And then there's that, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was Steve Perry from Aerosmith. He is the king of that.
Yeah.
He actually written songs where he couldn't get something to rhyme, so he'd make a word up and just throw it in there.
They do that in hip-hop a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let's hear some from
two. The first one is a short one. It's the line forward, there's a feeling I get.
Okay.
Okay, let's...
I'm going to tell you what it's supposed to say backwards. Or you guys want
not
to...
Not yet. We want to try and hear it.
Okay.
So first we'll play forward. Go.
There's a feeling I get when I look...
Okay.
I remember it well. I heard this song over and over and over. Okay. Let's play it backwards, see what happens.
They had a leaf beside...
Play one more time, please.
Yeah, that didn't...
Definitely.
They
follow me.
All right, I'm lost.
Follow
Satan.
Yeah, I heard Satan.
Follow,
but what,
Satan.
Follow me for Satan.
What do they say it says?
And this is a perfect example of, again, kind of like the queen one with marijuana. You get the one word that pops out, and you try to force fit a sentence into it. But Satan is the line that's the clearest. Supposedly, the sentence is, they've got to live for Satan.
They got to live for Satan?
Mm-hmm.
I had to go up and get
some. Okay. It's kind of creepy, too. Now, that's just a short line itself. We have another one, too, you brought in also.
Yes.
Let's listen to that one forward again.
It's just a sprinkling for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run, there's still time to change the road you're on.
God, I love Zeppelin, man. I want to listen to the rest of the song.
I know, I want to hear the whole song. But what's interesting is, though, there, even forwards, though, in that, there's a lot of phrases, or a lot of phraseology that you wouldn't use.
Yeah.
Like, road you're on.
Road you're on.
Yeah, and May Queen is, like, made into one word. Uh-huh. And stuff, you know, so I mean,
yeah.
Like,
I don't know if it was...
make something happen back
then. Yeah, I wonder if it was... Was that intentional? I don't know, because singing it forward, it's not regular phraseology.
Yeah.
But let's hear what says backwards and see what happens. Okay,
Satan.
I definitely heard Satan, and I heard 666 at the end.
You heard 666? Okay.
Yeah, so
Satan.
I, that's what I heard.
Yeah, but no, Satan was very clear.
Satan was clear, and I thought it was 666 at the very end. Can we hear that one more time before James tells us what it is? Is that okay? All right, one more time.
I heard My Sweet Satan. That's what I heard.
Let's see what.
I thought I heard All the Little Fly Boys or something.
All the Little Fly Boys?
All the boys and things.
Interesting. Well, let's find out. James?
The lines are, supposedly, here's to my sweet Satan. The one will be the bad one who makes me sad, whose power is Satan, and he will give you 666.
So I got, I got the root notes, so to say. Satan 666. Okay, all right. I'm almost there.
Very interesting.
But like you just said a second ago, though, he did phrase that forward.
Forward when he sang some of the lyrics.
Yeah.
And I mean, sure, it could have been for art's sake, of course, but at the same time, some of the lyrics forward weren't like Celine Dion, for example, where every word is crystal clear and every word is, you know, the normal English pentameter and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. He jumbled it up just a bit forward, I thought.
And he breaks it up, too, where it's like the music stops and the word continues and it...
Yeah,
well,
so
he's fitting in with the tempo also.
Well, it definitely fits in with the whole theme of the song.
Yeah, the tempo.
You know,
he's on the click every time. I don't know.
Is the phraseology? I don't know. I really think that's quite unintentional. That's just going to be a normal unintentional phonetic reversal.
The same traits though too. I mean, what was the line, James? What was the line again? I'm sorry.
The entire one.
Yeah, the entire one.
Here's to my sweet Satan. The one will be the bad one who makes me sad, whose power is Satan, and he will give you 666.
That's very, very, very poetic.
Mm-hmm.
Very poetic. It's very abstract.
Can we
very
play that
art-like.
Again to see if I can actually hear that?
Play what? Backwards?
Let's play it one more time.
Play the backwards one?
Yeah.
Let's do that again. Yeah. Well, I think some of it's a stretch, but yeah, I do
well,
hear
that
it.
First, my sweet Satan.
Yeah, that's obviously
the
much. He will give you was a little bit of a stretch there. James, what do you think's going on in that clip?
I think it's wishful thinking.
Now, do you hear that crystal clear when you play it for yourself? Or do you think some of it might be a bit of a stretch?
It's kind of strange because I've heard it so many times I can kind of make it out, but I still think that
it's still a stretch.
Far too much of a stretch.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It is one of the clearer ones. The one about they've got to live for Satan, I think it was just hearing something with an S word in it,
mm-hmm.
trying to tack something into it. The 666 to me is rather clear. But... yeah, I think it's kind of wishful thinking.
May I bring something up?
Mm-hmm.
Didn't Aaron Donahue say that Led Zeppelin was one of the bands that are hitting
the ethereal tone he was talking about?
Yeah, the 72...
The 72...
Notes.
Of Lucifer.
The name of Lucifer.
Yeah.
Lucifer.
Interesting.
Whether Led Zeppelin meant it or not, maybe that's what...
Maybe that's what we're talking about, yeah.
Maybe it's
a good point.
Well, Led Zeppelin is also infamous for Jimmy Page being obsessed with Aleister Crowley.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Even going so far as to purchase his castle over at Loch Ness.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
There were, and some of them were actually valuable. They did inscribe inside the runoff groove, and I think it was Led Zeppelin 3, but Do What Thou Wilt. Was actually carved into earlier pressings of the album. So there was a lot of connections. They were even claiming at one point that John Bonham's death was a result of them selling their souls to the devil.
Now, the runoff groove. Not a lot of people know what the runoff groove is. That's that end of the record where...
Myself again, didn't I?
No, that's all right. No, we have a lot of young listeners, and they've never probably ever seen a record in their life. The runoff groove is at the end of the record where it stops, where the music's done, and then it goes and kind of hits the well, just kind
of it was a little
rolls.
Piece of paper in the
well. There's
the
paper
middle.
In the middle, but there's a
and
runoff
there's a groove
the
where
yeah.
it could just spin around.
Actually,
and around. And around.
Another example of that is Iron Maiden, Peace of Mind, the LP, the original pressing on Capitol had F Them, Kill Them.
Wow!
Up the Irons, yeah. That was that. They had a pressing of that. Actually, a friend of ours, has that original pressing, and that it's
transition because I have one from Iron Maiden from Peace of Mind.
What's that?
That's a great transition because I have a backwards thing off of Iron Maiden's Peace of Mind.
Thank you.
Oh,
thank
well,
you.
Let's hear that.
I know. I saw that. I'm like, Still Life. The song rules. I love this song, but the beginning's creepy. It's very creepy. Let's listen to it
all
forward.
Right. All right.
Let's turn up the volume a little bit.
Yeah, let's do that one again.
Crank it up. It was a little low.
Yeah.
Now, my initial impression was Robin Williams. That's what I got. I personally have listened to that for the better part of 20 years, and I never. But, and you know what? When you put that on the list here, James, I'm like, why didn't I think of that? Why didn't I think of that one?
But what's interesting is when you hear that forwards, you think you've been listening to a lot of backwards stuff, you're thinking, hey, that's got to be some kind of backwards message.
Oh yeah,
because it makes no sense going forward.
Yeah.
When I heard that, it sounded like after I do a shot, I'm like, yeah.
Well, can we hear it backward now? And see what's actually being said there.
All right, we're going to go backwards now.
For who said the thing with three bones? Good man with thing, one at a time.
That was again me after I did a shot.
James?
Yeah. Forward and backward, it sounds pretty much the same.
Yeah, but you know what? That sounds very French to me.
French or Jamaican.
Something,
I think
it
sounds Jamaican. What?
The belch is universal. But,
yeah.
the actual speaking, it sounds very French. But James, what do you got here?
Oh, you're going to like this. This is a true story. It's their drunk drummer.
Nico McBrain!
Drummer was incredibly drunk, and he was doing his impersonation of Idi Amin, complete with his Ugandan accent.
Ugandan?
Ah, Ugandan, okay.
What he is saying is...
what is he saying?
Basically, without the accent, he's saying, "What ho," said the monster with the three heads. "Don't meddle with things you don't understand."
You know, and that's so cool because it's another piece of Iron Maiden trivia I can just file in my brain and hit people with. Killer. Let's listen to it one more
time.
The thing that might throw you is instead of "with the three heads," he throws an accent in there and it sounds like "with the tree bonds."
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Let's see what happens.
"For who?" said the thing with three bonds. "Good mel with thing, who not a thumb."
Now, if any of you people out there listen to Iron Maiden, you'll know that Nico McBrain's pretty hard to understand regardless. So, I mean, that one in particular, you told us what it was. And I'm still going, except for the and the belts and all that fun stuff. I didn't really get it. I'm going to have to listen to it about 50,000 times now.
I heard it, but it's definitely in some kind of not quite
Ugandan accent.
True accent.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay, all right.
Sounds more Jamaican to me than Ugandan.
I knew drinking had to do something with that.
Yeah, drinking has a lot to do with that backward mask. So that's an intentional one, though?
Yes.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's a simple reversal, basically.
An intentional simple reversal.
And they actually placed it in between two songs, so that's the entire message. It wasn't even mixed in with any music.
Oh, okay. It didn't have to be. It really does stand on its own. It really, really does.
Yes.
Did it make it on the CD version of this?
Oh, yeah. It's on Peace of Mind.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's
on every original version. And like I said, that's the same album that I just mentioned a second ago, The Runoff Groove. One pressing they did put that FM Kill 'em, Up the Irons, which Up the Irons is the Iron Maiden. It's a war call on Iron Maiden. That's what I've been saying for years. Very interesting. What would you want to move on to next, James?
Let's go to Styx's Snowblind.
Okay.
This was one of the original ones that was also brought up when...
No, this is a one track also. Yeah, this is a one tracker also.
And this is where... Because I read a little bit, and it seems like Styx got in really big trouble in California, and they just were, like, way after them for this kind of stuff, so...
Yeah, and after this, we could play Heavy Metal Poisoning, which is their response to that, which is kind of interesting.
All right, yeah, let's do this one, Snowblind.
Ooh, I've tried so hard to make it so. Mornings I search cold I need no sticking moves.
Satan moves our voices?
Yeah, you guys. I'm with you on that one.
That's what it sounds like to me. I don't know.
Actually, it's supposed to be "Oh, Satan, move in our voices."
Ah, okay. "Oh, that's Satan, close. Move in our voices." Okay.
Let's hear it one more time, real quick. It's a short one, so.
Ooh, I've tried so hard to make it so. Mornings I search cold.
We can almost sing to that one.
Yeah,
that's almost
that
groove he's got going.
That
man.
Was pretty clear. Yeah. I mean, I didn't get it. Well, a lot. What's interesting about lyrics? The whole reason there's entire huge search engines for just lyrics is because even forwards, sometimes they're really difficult to understand.
Yeah.
And then when you're listening to them backwards, they're I think, doubly so.
Yeah, that's a quick way to shut your machine down. Trying to find stuff like that on Google. It's not going to happen.
The problem with the lyric search engines are they're friends of the pop-up people.
Yeah.
And yeah, but I have had to search for lyrics because there's even a car commercial or something out where they're singing the wrong lyrics to a song.
Really?
There's a whole commercial about it.
Oh my goodness.
So I mean, the improper forward lyrics. You know, people hear forward lyrics even in you know, wrong. And then when you get to the backwards ones, but yeah, I can definitely hear "Oh Satan, move in our voices."
Now there was the now this now we're going to move to their response.
So this was in the trial or in the accusation, right? This one we just heard.
Mm-hmm. Okay, and then they wrote a song called Heavy Metal Poisoning.
Right, and that was the very next album that they put out. Kilroy was here, and the interesting thing about the album Kilroy was here is the initial pressings of the album had a sticker on it that said, by order of the majority for musical morality, this album contains secret backward messages.
Ooh, I like that.
I'm sold. I'll buy it.
Yeah.
And that's the response they were looking for, because regardless of the fact that they were trying to get stickers put out, there never were. The band put that on there. as a matter of fact, Motley Crue shouted the devil. They actually printed line about having backward messages on the album. Again, the band did it themselves. But there is indeed a backward message on Heavy Metal Poisoning. It's at the very beginning. And I won't tell you what it says, but I will tell you when you hear it after you play it backwards, it's in Latin.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
I have to brush up on my Latin. Let's play this and see what we got. Oh, well, it's definitely, yeah, Anno Corptus, something O, Seclorum. I'm probably going to be fined $500,000 for saying that.
I'm not going to make a fool of myself. I'm going to let James answer this one. Yes. I have a very strong idea of what it is, and it scares the crap out of me, but we'll let James talk about it.
Okay, James, what did we hear there?
What he is saying is Anno Corptus Novus Order Seclorum. And if you don't know where that came from and you have a dollar bill in your pocket, it's the inscription on the back of the $1 bill.
Remember that night at National Coney Island, guys?
Yep.
I was drawing hectograms inside the circles. Thank you. Oh, boy, now I'm going home, going to bed. Yeah, that sounded so familiar. I knew I heard that from somewhere, and it's right on the dollar bill. You can look right on that.
The translation is God has favored our undertakings, a new order of the ages. But basically, it was just put on there because it was the inscription.
Mm-hmm.
Strangely enough, the album Kilroy Was Here was a very, very bad concept album, but it was all about a group very similar to the PMRC banding together and censoring music. And Heavy Metal Poisoning was the song sung by the preacher who was going on and on about how heavy metal was poisoning the children.
Isn't it great?
How much this what all this stuff that went down. Now, oh, first of all, I have to say, if I am ever on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire, and I'm going to write James down as one of my final friends, because you seem to know everything about music ever. I mean, I don't know. So close to Scott.
I know about metal. I don't really know about all music.
But see, his is like,
you'll get like an orchestra question or something.
Yeah, I'll be like, James, get AGD to call James because he's going to know this one. And but what? How much of this was? I mean, this was a huge political thing.
Correct.
Back in the late 70s, early 80s.
Yeah, it was into the early 80s.
And I remember, for example, the lovely and talented Tipper Gore being at the altar of this movement.
Mm-hmm.
What was with all that? Like, how did that go down? What did the bands think? Have you talked to people about the events as they unfolded during that time?
Yeah, and since I was a bit of a freak during that time, I actually even sent out and have copies of materials that the PMRC were sending out to people. They were not specifically going after backward messages, per se. They were going after more like explicit lyrics and things like that. And it was, as you said, very political at the time, but it really didn't get anywhere.
Right.
They tried, and it did come across that it did go further on with later with like bands like Two Live Crew and stuff like that that did result in things getting stickered. But as far as this, with the whole backward masking and things like that, that wasn't really anything the PMRC was directly going after. Other people were just trying to piggyback off of that.
And do you think that the reason why you said that Ozzy Osbourne is still in court over this, it's probably because of that kid committing suicide, right?
Well, the interesting thing, and I didn't... what had happened is almost all of Ozzy's lawsuits are around the song Suicide Solution.
Yeah.
And what had happened was the first case, trying to remember, it was back in 83 or 84. There was a 19-year-old boy who had committed suicide, and the family claimed that the lyrics to Suicide Solution made the boy commit suicide. They tried to sue that, but it was thrown out because they said that the lyrics were protected under the First Amendment. The interesting thing is that Ozzy has always claimed, and if you've ever watched The Osbournes, he doesn't look like somebody who can make up a good lie, but he's always said that the lyrics to Suicide Solution were written about his friend Bon Scott, who used to be the singer from AC/DC, who died, basically got drunk and...
Yeah, choked on his own vomit.
There you go, yeah.
All the good ones go out like that.
Yeah.
And so the song was called Suicide Solution, as a alcohol being a liquid solution. That would... Permitting suicide.
Again,
and if you listen to the lyrics, from that perspective, it's very clear that's what they're about. The evangelist, though, started promoting it as being suicide as being a solution.
You see, that's the problem with a lot. That's the problem with poetry and lyrics and
we're going back to words they have two meanings.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the beauty of it, but at the same time, it's the problem, too, because anybody, you know, as a matter of convenience, they can look at it one way, whereas I might look at it a completely different way, which may be harmless.
It's kind of sad. It's almost like the artist has to explain themselves before they cut the CD.
Well,
just to clear themselves of all legal
issues. That's what the parental advisory sticker is for.
But still, even that.
The thing about Ozzy, though, was that after the lawsuits were all done, and then in the early, it was 1990, summer of 1990, Judas Priest was sued. Two teenagers, again, had attempted suicide back in the mid-80s, and they had shot themselves with a shotgun, and one killed himself instantly, the other one, the gun slipped, and he survived for several years after that. And they attempted to sue, claiming that the album Stained Class by Judas Priest, that they had listened to that, and that the music made them go out and commit suicide. Well, after the Ozzy suit was thrown out, the Judas Priest one was getting ready to get thrown out, but then lo and behold, they said, well, wait, we found subliminal messages in here. And the judge, they still wanted to throw it out, but the judge ruled that subliminals don't fall under the idea of free speech because they're not performing the functions that normal free speech does. In other words, you're trying to hide something. So the Judas Priest case did go to trial.
Mm-hmm.
They were found not guilty, but the interesting thing was that they claimed that even though it was unintentional, there was a subliminal message in there that was caused by a combination of Rob Halford, the lead singer, exhaling over a guitar riff, and it sounded like Do It, but they threw it out. They said that that was unintentional. But because of that, people turned around and started suing Ozzy again, claiming that there were subliminal messages in Suicide Solution. So they kind of upped the ante. And I just so happened that I sent you a copy of Suicide Solution.
Ooh. Shall we hear that? Do you have that one? Okay, let's play that.
Now this is a subliminal message, so it's a section. It's going to be, you're going to hear it forwards. The message isn't reversed, but you'll hear Ozzy saying some things, and this is what they're claiming was making people commit suicide.
Okay. Shoot, or is he saying suicide? I don't know, but it's there's stuff in there, yeah, but it just sounds like a mix.
A lot of reverb on his voice.
Yeah, it just sounds like reverb and stuff that comes out of a mixing board.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
James.
Well, I totally agree with that. What they're bringing up is they're saying that it's technically subliminal because it's not listed in the lyric sheet.
What?
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. That is why the one case is still pending.
Oh my god, I'm so sad.
And Ozzy has said all along that he was just fooling around, you know, with the mixing board. What they're claiming that he says is, oh no, people, you really know where it's at. You got it, so why try? Get the gun and try it. Shoot, shoot, shoot. And then he laughs.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Well, I mean, I did hear the vast majority of that, but I didn't, you know, because it's four words. So if you're paying really close attention, which I was, I heard, you know, a vast majority of it. But that's mixing board stuff.
Yeah.
We use a mixing board here for nothing, you know.
You just said that Rob Halford, it was a combination of him breathing in with one of the guitar riffs. That gave it the effect that sounded like "Do It." Am I correct, James?
Correct. And the strange thing was that when they asked the one boy who had survived what had happened, his direct quote was, "The music told us to do it." And then, lo and behold, somebody found the phrase "Do It." It didn't say
that's front loading
yourself. It could have, as Rob Halford said, "Do what? Mow the lawn? Do what?"
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look, and here's another thing that they even take into account, that in order to sing, especially as good as Rob Halford does, you have to breathe. You gotta breathe. You gotta inhale and push it out. I'm sorry if it was over a guitar riff. Jeez, well, you know, he sings over the guitar riffs, too.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez, you know, well, okay, I guess they'll have to record it two separate. All the vocals on one album.
Organized breathing.
And then all the riffs on the other album. And just so there's no problems,
and
right?
Then you'll need two.
I'm biased because I love Judas Priest.
Yeah.
So I'm getting angry here, so I'm going to turn the mic off.
Well, I have an opinion on that. If someone's going to sit there and listen to music and think that and be so brainwashed in it, that they're going to say, you know, if Rob Halford says do it, they're going to go out and commit suicide. They're why not? Because it's natural selection. These people are.
Well, yeah, I've been saying that for years. Well, if you're dumb enough to fall into something like that, then we don't need you anyway.
There's a problem.
Dennis Leary said the exact same thing in his album No Cure for Cancer. Mm-hmm. He's brilliant.
It's natural selection. That's just okay.
You're
obviously a brainless automaton. We don't need you.
That's very heartless. But I can't imagine this kind of stuff causing me to do anything.
I have music in my house to peel the paint off these walls, okay? You guys know, you've been to my house, you've been to my bedroom, you've been the Emporium, you've been to the museum.
Yeah.
I have stuff in there that will make you puke.
It's not the music, it's the problem that comes before you start listening to the music.
Yeah,
you know?
Well, that's that.
Not the music.
Yeah,
I think we all share the same opinion. That,
it's your own life.
It's the upbringing. It's your mind itself. Unfortunately, though, breathing over a guitar riff is no-no. Can't do that.
Unbelievable.
And as a musician, we got a big problem.
How long have you been studying this, James?
Long time, since the mid-80s, I guess.
Because one of the things I notice is that it takes a long time. I mean, Will was here till 1 a.m. Of course, we were messing around a little bit. We did indeed find something in in the Ghostly Talk theme song. We're going to do it.
Yeah,
we're going to do it.
Unfortunately, we are getting very
close.
Really want to get this in.
So, yeah, we have to do this. We did find something in the Ghostly Talk theme song that was not put there by us.
Clear as a bell.
It's really in there. It's clear as a bell. James, you won't be able to hear this till the archive. But first, because we're running.
Don't even tip anybody off. I want them to hear this.
Oh, okay. Let's go ahead and
play it.
Let's
just play it. Let's get this out.
It is slowed down.
Yeah,
we slowed it down. Then we put it backwards first, then forwards, just so everyone can see where it is.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
So where he's singing, and they do it all from the haunted basement every Sunday night.
Yeah.
There is a phonetic reversal in there.
Let's hear it.
Let's hear it one more time.
Yeah,
Doug, you
I
have the honors.
Dirty.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, there. That's the forward version.
I heard something dirty.
It says...
Shut up! Shut up!
It says, in the middle of that... and they do it all from the haunted basement every Sunday night.
Phrase.
In the middle of that phrase, it says, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
Proof. This is, I am Satan.
I am Satan.
All the rumors are true. We are the devils. We are the devil.
And we did find that. And but, that's a real yeah. Unintentional phonetic reversal.
Unintentional, completely. And we, I mean, it's our word against the rest of the world here.
Get over it.
Yeah, get over it. So I can't wait. There's some kid, some chucklehead is going to blow his brains out this weekend.
Don't even say that.
And we're going to be like in court. We're internet talk show hosts.
And we'll be saying, yeah. We're non-profit.
We're non-profit.
Yeah.
So
what are you gonna
do you want the board? That's the only thing worth any money.
Take the board. We'll go buy another one. Sorry about your kid.
That'll be like over my dead body. You'll get that board.
We got a deal on the board, too.
We got a good deal.
So, so James, it seems like some of this stuff is just like it permeates. I mean, even in unexpected places that you wouldn't have ever... Because I never expected to hear something.
I mean, how harmless... of a place could it come up in besides the Ghostly Talk theme song?
I know. I have no... it's just amazing.
It's like the most harmless song on the planet. So I a couple of ghost hunters?
Yeah.
I don't have a talk show.
So I just don't get it. Does this have any application to ghost hunting itself? I know that EVPs are a huge thing. And you can reverse them as well. I've heard some people say that when you reverse them, they come out clear. Is that something that you've found to be true?
In all honesty, I'm kind of like... You guys, I've tried and very rarely come up with any EVPs on my own.
That's just
when I hear other shows where they get like dozens upon dozens of them.
Yeah,
that's exactly like us. We can't get our own. Fortunately,
ourselves.
Though, we can get guests who have. So yeah. that's our, we're lucky in that part. But
I have heard certainly of the idea that playing EVPs backwards, you're supposed to be able to hear things. There's also a new theory that if you, which kind of creeps me out, but that if you tape record babies when they're talking and just saying gibberish, that you're supposed to be able to flip that around and it actually makes sense.
Ooh.
Okay, who's got a newborn?
Yeah, we need a newborn now. Okay. You guys...
All right, that statement was a little creepy.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
After having that satanic thing on Earth.
I know.
We want babies.
Straight to hell I go.
Have microphone.
We want babies
now. We'll record babies.
Children.
We have to close the show, so James, tell us about your website.
It is ghostofohio.org, and that's where my real ghostly side comes in. We're a not-for-profit organization that investigates and documents reported hauntings.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Excellent. Ghostofohio.org. Of course, he's linked up at ghostlytalk.com.
And, James, we got to have you back.
We
didn't get through everything, unfortunately.
We didn't take a break, except for the first break in order to get you on the phone. That was the only break we took because
we
this was
through all
that
and this
fascinating.
Is, yeah, this stuff is just amazing.
I'm going to talk to the union, Stuart.
Yeah, I know. We got to get the union in here. But we do have to let W Paranormal take over the airwaves now because W Paranormal is coming up next on Pioneer Radio, pioneer.rollo.net. Our guest was ghostsofohio.org, James Willis from Ghosts of Ohio. We talked about backmasking, of course. Fascinating stuff. Thank you very much,
James.
James,
stay on the line. We're going to close the show out, okay?
Hey, great. Thanks,
hang
guys.
Hang on the line, all right?
Okay.
So, yeah.
That was an awesome show.
Yeah.
I got to say,
I'm on an hour's sleep right now.
This was an interesting
And I'm wide awake
one.
Now. I'm like, lying. I'm like, maybe it's going to drink myself sober. So well, to say, I'm so tired I'm awake now.
Listen
but.
To a couple of your songs backwards. You'll be tired immediately.
I'm going to be up to like 4. I'm going to be up to like 4 tonight. Just like every CD I own. Okay.
I know there's something in there.
There's something in there.
There's got to be something.
I'm
going
to listen to the Backstreet Boys backwards when I get home.
Oh, that's definitely the spawn of Satan right there.
There is stuff.
That is riddled with satanic metal.
We got stuff
Are
on them. Yeah.
Only people that corny who can make it that big have sold their souls to the devil.
I do have to say I do not own any other stuff.
But I have to say thank you everybody for listening. We'll be back next Sunday at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, and we have our nice little 2-hour show called Ghostly Talk. I am Doug.
I'm Scott L.
And I'm Karma.
And of course, Will has been here since about half the show.
At least he was here.
But he was here. So thank you everybody, and we will catch you next Sunday night.
True science will not deny the existence of things because they cannot be weighed and measured. It will rather lead us to believe that the wonders and subtleties of possible existence surpass all that our mental powers allow us clearly to perceive.
We must ignore no existence whatsoever. We may variously interpret or explain its meaning and origin, but if a phenomenon does exist, it demands some kind of explanation.
A quote from The Principles of Science, William Stanley Jevons, 1835 to 1882.